Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. Yes, God is still on the throne, my dear sisters and brothers. And God is doing a great and mighty work in your life. We have given God total praise this entire week. And we will continue to give him total praise. This is the year 2024, and we deserve much, much more. If you're a man or woman of God, serving God faithfully, with a sincere heart and made-up mind, God has blessings in store for you, you, and you. Yes, he does. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for you faithfully. 24 hours around the clock. We never stop praying. The Word of God says, pray without ceasing. And that's what we're doing. Thank you, Jesus. To Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Burdette of Washington, Evangelist Janet Griffith. Good morning to you, Greta Mills and Shamika. Good morning to you, Mother Annie Green. Diane Green Staten, Tyrone Staten. Good morning to you, Deacon Spain. Good morning to you, Deacon Price, Deacon Terry, Deaconess Johnson, Deaconess Yarborough. Good morning to all the deacon and deaconess there at New Union Baptist Church and throughout the world. Our leadership, we are praying for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and Deaconess Gwen. We are praying for you, you, and you. Deacon Anderson, Jacqueline Anderson, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. We're praying for your dad, Curtis Anderson, praying for your mom. Trustee Beatrice Ward, Minister Sharon Ricks, we are praying for you. Elder Josephine Dennis, we are praying for you. We are definitely praying for each and every one of you. Debbie and Gus, we are praying for you. Yes, we all feel you warmly. God is able. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Mother Annie Green, God is able. Mother Mims, God is able. Aunt Rosetta, God is able. Dr. Ron Green and Jill Green, God is able. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Miami, Florida. God is able. Yes, he is. Wallace Green, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Sandra Green. We're praying for you. We know God is about a good work, and he will never fail. Never fail. Never, never fail. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. God is on the throne, Minister Yvonne McFadden. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God will say and do what he says he will do. Our God will never lie. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a waymaker, Chaplain Thomas. Yes, he is. Reverend Johnson, he's a waymaker. Reverend Thomas, Apostle Margie Mercer, Prophetess Cheryl Purvey, and your husband, Deacon Purvey, your pastor. Yes, God is a waymaker. Desmond Stewart, he's a waymaker. He can make a way out of no way. Brenda and Bobby Gladden. Pastor Tammy Caesar, he is a waymaker. He can make a way out of no way. Pastor Shirley Caesar, you and your family, God is keeping you all the way. We ought to go all the way with Jesus. Yes, let's go all the way with Jesus. Let's get married to him. Let's stop dating him. Amen. We're going to make it official this year. Stop dating Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for the couples, Pastor Victor Mines and Lady Karen Mines. We thank God for Elder Don Smith and Elder Annette Smith. We thank God for Brother Alfred Bellamy and Sister Ruth Bellamy. We thank God for Michael Farmer and his beautiful, blessed wife, faithfully working in our schools with our children. We thank God for our dear sister in Christ, Barbara Haney, and her husband, Brent Haney. We thank God for the work that you're doing, Barbara Haney, with our youth. And Brent Haney, the food that you're serving on a regular basis in our community, weddings and funerals, and just blessing our community in a very special way. We just thank God for Demetria Gaines and Dr. David Gaines. We're praying for our couples that God will continue to bless them, marriages, male and female, that God will continue to bless them, watch over them, and keep them. Band together as one and let no one interfere or tear them apart. God ordained marriage. It's a good man that found up a good wife. Yes, just like Joseph was a just man. Thank you, God. Husbands, love your wives with that unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Watch over and protect your wives and your families, husbands. Wives, love your husbands. Be there for them, with them. Guide them and lead them. God gives both of us godly wisdom, godly knowledge. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And those of you that desire a spouse, pray and seek the Lord. The Word of God says he'll give us the desires of our heart in his time. Amen. In his time. And God has work for each and every one of us to do. God has a plan for our life. Mm-hmm. And those of you that's not married, don't feel like you're all alone. No, you're not. God is still with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He has a special mission for you. Glory be to God. Yes, he has a special mission for you. God knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. God knows exactly what you need. Yes, he does. Let's go to Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, and we thank God for all the intercessory prayer warriors. We thank God for Mother Mary Robinson, 100 years old. Wow. Isn't God good? And we're praying that each and every one of us will live long, healthy lives. Yes, we are. Long, healthy lives. Thank God for elders. We're going to cherish them. Yes, we need to. We need to cherish our elders. Thank God for our elders that know the Lord and are teaching us and training us. As the Word of God says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's older, he should not depart from it. Yeah, some of us stray away, but thank God eventually we come back. So we thank God for those that do come back to the Lord, to God Almighty. I'm not talking about building. Coming back to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all the way back to him, giving him all of you. Sister Lillian, Sister Maxie, all of you, AJ, TJ, Ricky Hightower, giving them all of you, Harry P. Close the third, and I'm going to say Harry P. Close the second, Alan, I think that's his name, but we want, God wants all of you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in noonday. Hallelujah. Look at God. nor for the pestilence that walketh what? In the darkness. Nor the destruction that waits at noonday. Let's get that right in verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. We know he's always busy. We know Satan's always busy. He never get tired. You know, we get tired, we need rest, but he's always busy. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not what? It shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee, men and women of God. That's why it's good to stay in the Word of God. That's why it's good to study to show yourself approved. The Word of God was keeping you. Preaching draws you. The Word of God keeps you. Not my word. The Word of God. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked, for thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Because guess what? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, they dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Under your feet. Keep Satan under your feet. And that's where some of these people need to be, under your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Because thou hast made the Lord, because thou hast set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. God will deliver you. You want to be delivered this morning? Say yes to Jesus. Cry out to him. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Not to the world. Right in your home, cry out to God. In your bedroom. In the bathroom. In your secret closet. In your car. Cry out to God. The world ain't got to know why you crying. Cry out to God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the enemy know everything. That's our problem now, men and women of God. We allow the enemy to know everything. Cry out to God in your home. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. You no longer have to stay at the morning bench until you get saved. And a lot of folk told me they stayed there and acted like they got saved, and the people believed them. Cry out to God. Have your own personal revival in your home. Thank you, Jesus. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon shall thou trample on the feet, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Who's going to deliver him? God, not the pastor, not the preacher, not the pope, not the deacon, not the deaconess, not the prayer warriors. God will deliver you. Once we understand, my sisters and brothers, that it's God's doing. It's God's doing. You need to surrender to God, not to man. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And it don't cost you nothing. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Isn't God awesome? Even when you're in trouble, he's right there with you. Behind them prison walls. If you want him, call upon him. He's right there with you behind them prison walls. Yes, he is. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All you got to do is call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Get that in your spirit, my dear ones. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Father and mother may leave you, but God will take you and scoop you right on up in his loving arms. Isn't that a good God? Your husband or wife may leave you, but God will take you and scoop you up right on in his loving arms. Brothers and sisters may forsake you, but God will take you and scoop you up right on in his arms. The pastor, the preacher, the pope. But God will be with you even while you're in trouble. Isn't that an awesome God? Oh, you just let him know. Surrender to him. I'm calling on you, God. I'm trusting on you, God. You know all about that situation. You know about my sickness. You know about my illnesses. You know all about my sin. You know all about me. You created me. Even when I am in trouble, even when you're in trouble, God is with you. I will deliver you. I will deliver him and honor him. Now watch out. With long life will I satisfy him and do what? Show him my salvation. Wow. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, don't cost you nothing. Shamika, don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. It's free. Get that in your spirit. You got to pay for salvation. Mm-mm. Thank you, God. It's free. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, Pastor Carter. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God. It's not based on your tithes. It's not based on your attendance in church. No, it's not based on who you give and who you give and who you don't like and who you do like. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. We owe it all to him. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is doing something in somebody's life this morning. Thank you, God. A change is taking place in your life right now. Deliverance. Deliverance. Deliverance from drug addiction. Alcoholism, homosexuality, deliverance from lying, stealing, backbiting, gossiping, covetousness, want what somebody else had, want to be like somebody else. Stop coveting. What God has for you is for you. And God will bless you in his own way and his own time. Yes, God heard and answered your prayer. He said, not now. You're not ready. You need to wait. You need to wait. Get some things right in your life. Uh-huh. God is saying, no, you need to get some things right in your life. I'm prophesying now. He's getting you ready. Uh-huh. For that husband or for that wife. God is saying some things that you got to do. And God is working on you for that promotion on your job, that promotion in your church. God said, no, I'm working on you. Now, some things that God is doing, working on you, mind, body, spirit, and soul, in the year 2024. Uh-huh. He said, you need to yield to him. You're not impressing God. Uh-uh. No, you're not impressing God. Mm-mm. He said he wants you to change your lifestyle. You may be impressing man, but you ain't impressing God. Thank you, Jesus. He said the truth will set you free. Uh-huh. Men and women of God, we got to speak the truth. And we got to live the truth. We know that none of us are perfect. God knows that. And so stop, keep playing that song. None of us are perfect. God already knows that, so we ain't got to keep saying it. Amen? We just have to love one another. God hates the sin. He loves you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's move on past nobody's perfect. God knows that already. You've been saying that for over 50 years. Let's move on. Year 2024. Let that go. Let that man or that woman go that's not doing you any good. Those friends that's not doing you any good, let them go. Move on and walk on in a new life. And you wonder why things haven't changed. Because God already told you to let him or her go. And you still want to hang in there with it. Still want to hold on to that habit. The Word of God says he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's what the Word of God says, not me. The Word of God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Do you believe it? Glory, hallelujah, I do. The Word of God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. You no longer want to fornicate. You no longer want to commit adultery. I don't care what these other leaders are doing. They got to answer to God. Thank you, God. And you got to answer to God. You got to stand before God yourself. Thank you, God. You got to stand before God. I don't care how long you've been in that situation. You got to stand before God. And you need to surrender to him. You need to. And yes, you can if you want to. Uh-huh. Yes, you can. God will give you the desires of your heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak to somebody this morning. Uh-huh. Let somebody get upset. Let somebody want to make a change in their life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stop trying to impress the church folk. Because they ain't saved either, the church folk. Uh-huh. Been in church 60, 70, 80, 90 years, still ain't saved. My God, my God, my God. Somebody needs to speak the truth in this day and time. Are you on your way to heaven or are you on the way to hell? Make a change in your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shiloh. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. This is Psalm 20. One of the psalms that I've given you for the year 2024. Verse 6 says, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. Hallelujah. Psalm 20. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. You think that house belongs to you. You think that car belongs to you. You think those clothes belong to you. You think that job belongs to you. You think those children belong to you. You think that husband belongs to you. You think that church belongs to you. It ain't your church. They're not your people. They're God's people. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to God. It ain't your money. He only asks you for 10%. That's all. 10%. I ain't giving that church 10% of my money. I ain't giving that ministry 10% of my money. It's not your money. It's God's money. And if you give that 10% and your offerings, yes, you expect God to bless you. You expect the moving hand of God upon your life, not only financially, but spiritually. Healing and deliverance. You expect God to move in your life when you tithe and give your offerings. You're giving it unto God. And if the church or the pastor's not doing right, that's on them. And if you know they're not doing right, you need to move on. Glory, hallelujah. Now, I'm not telling you to church high, but you need to pray and seek the Lord and say, Lord, show me where to place my tithes and my offerings. Because I want to see my tithes and my offerings grow. I want to plant my tithes and offerings in good ground. Glory, hallelujah. And God will reveal it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You're speaking this morning. It's January. January. God loves a cheerful giver. If you're giving grudgingly, don't give. We want to talk about everything else, but when it comes to sin, tithes and offerings, we get kind of quiet. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The house of God should be a holy place. You should be living a holy life, or want to live a holy life. You want to live according to the will of God. You done been there. You done that. Come on, let's move on. Thank you, Jesus. You found it wasn't good for you at all. You thought it was. It felt good. It looked good. But then you found out, oh, no, God, I done made a mess out of my life. Then you cry out to God. He's there with you, even while you're in trouble. For he that have a clean hand and a pure heart, who have not lifted his soul up to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He that have what? Clean hands. And a pure heart. Is your heart pure this morning? Are your hands clean? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have lifted up his soul, who have not lifted up his soul, nor into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord. That's why it's important that we read the word of God. He didn't have a clean hand and pure heart. He have not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. This is the generation of them. God has raised up a new generation. I want y'all to know that. That's not going to be afraid to speak up and talk about sin and not sin. Not just talk about it, but not sin. This is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy face, O Jacob Shelah. Lift up your heads, men and women of God. Up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who's going to come into your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul? The King of glory. Inside of you first. The King of glory shall come in. Inside of you. You should begin to feel the presence of the Lord inside of you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. He wants all of you, my dear ones, not part of you. He wants all of you. Give it up. Surrender to God. There's a song that sings, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. It behooves each and every one of you to surrender all to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as Marvin Gaye said, got to give it up. And I'm talking about giving up sin, letting it go. Surrender to Jesus Christ this morning. I plead with you. I beg you. Surrender to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's time to stop playing. Yes, we're praying. We're praying. But the Holy Spirit says, time for you to stop playing. We're praying without ceasing. But we got to surrender all. All to you, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. My dear ones, we got to surrender all. And it's not hard. Make up your mind. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody got it. Another person got it. Another person got it. Thank you, God. I see 50 people surrendering right now. Oh, the Holy Spirit said 55. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the 55 souls that are surrendering to the Almighty Living God. Choose ye this day who you want to serve. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I see another 56. Thank you, God. 57. 58, 59. Thank you, God. 60. Hallelujah. My God, the Lord said now we're in the 70s. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now for those that are surrendering completely to you, crying out to you, saying, I want to live a better life. I want to live a life of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for this new generation that you are raising up in such a time like this, surrendering their lives to you. Thank you, God, for touching them right now, individually and collectively. I thank God for giving me the names. I'll jot them down and pray for you every day, every night. We are praying without ceasing. We're not playing. We're serious about praying. I want you to know that. We thank God, 77. Thank you. 77. And God said much more. 77 have surrendered to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And on this day, you're now a brand new creature in Christ. Let's finish up Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. Thank you, God. Now, those of you that have surrendered, have decided to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, I accept you as my personal Savior. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. And I thank you. I ask that you forgive me of my sins, past, present, and future. I want to become a child of God, a brand new creature in Christ. I believe that you will forgive me. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that I am now a brand new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I am now a child of God. I accept you as my personal Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. And I'm going to let go and let God. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for accepting me into the family of Christ. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank God for you, number 78, that have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the year 2024. This is your spiritual birthday. Mark this down in your calendar. Write it in your tablet. Write it in your Bible. I pray that you have a King James Version Bible in your home. If you don't have one, we'll purchase one for you. And we'll make sure that you get it. You need to have a King James Version in your home Bible. The written word of God. I know you got your tablets. I know you got your computers. I know you got your cell phones. But you need to have the word of God. Yes. Carry one in your car. Open it up to Psalm 91. Thank you, God. In your home. Thank you, God. Ladies, in your purse, in your pockets. Men, in your pockets. Thank you, Jesus. And whenever you're going through something, go to the Word of God. Go to the Word of God. Seek God first. When someone said they don't know how to pray, go to the Word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Go to the Word of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, because they soon be cut down and wither as the herb. Trust in God, in God. Father, we pray for the individual that's about to give up. Let them know that you have a plan for their life, and that plan will come into fruition. No matter how messy their life is, no matter how foolish they might have been, no matter what they have done, let them know that you have a plan for their life. That individual that's about to commit suicide, touch them right now. Lay down that gun. Lay down that weapon. Lay down those pills. Let them go. Let them go. Not on that watch will you commit suicide. Put down that rope that you're about to put around your neck. Put it down. In Jesus' name. God has a plan for your life. And that plan will come into fruition. Yes, it will. In God's time, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Touch that dear one right now, Father God, that stand in need of a job. Bless them, Father God, with a job that will provide them with the finances. Thank you, God. Bless them right now with an occupation. Bless someone now with a career that will carry them through the rest of their life. Bless someone's child that don't know where their mother, their father is. Let them know that you said in your word, I'll be a father or a mother. Let them know that you're a sister, you're a brother. Let them know that you are their all in all. And we thank you right now. We thank you right now for healing someone from cancer, breast cancer, Thank you, God. Diabetes, arthritis, bursitis. Healing someone. Thank you, God. Prostate cancer, throat cancer, lung cancer. Touching that thyroid from Jack Nita Taylor. Thank you, Father God, for touching that thyroid and sending forth that healing. For healing, glory be to God. Barbara Haney. Healing, Aunt Rose. Healing, Mother Mims. Healing, Esther. Sister Esther. Great woman of God. For healing, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Deacon Price. For healing, Mother Annie Green. Thank you, God, for healing, Maddie Hightower. Healing, LaShawn. Thank you, God, for healing, Elder Dawn Smith and Annette Smith. Thank you, God, for healing, Bishop Gregory Gilmore. Thank you for healing, Mother Murray Robinson. Thank you, God, for healing, Deacon Johnson. Thank you, God, for healing. Glory be to God, Ed Anderson. Thank you, God, for healing someone that's been suffering from disorders of the mind. We come against that illness of the mind, mental disorders of the mind. We come against that confusion in someone's mind right now, not knowing which direction they're going. Touch them right now. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Walking the streets all night long, homeless, not knowing which direction to go in, cold and staying in need of food and shelter. Touch them right now. Touch their mind, that they will have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ and that you will lead them and direct them in the right place. Thank you, God, for touching that mind. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. And we thank you for fixing that heart right now. Touching someone that's been suffering from bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenic disorder. We thank you, Father, for touching that dear one with dementia, Alzheimer's. We know that you can regulate that mind. And we come believing and trusting you this morning that you'll touch our minds, that we will no longer be confused. We will no longer forget because we're praising you, worshiping you, and trusting in you. Go behind the prison walls. Touch someone's husband, wife, son, daughter. Grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, touching Father God in the name of Jesus. Let them have a mind stayed on thee, a mind to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that our prisons will become a place of worship, that they will fall on bended knees and worship the Almighty Living God, and they will cry out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The wardens, hallelujah. The doctors, the cooks, all of those that are behind the prison walls, touch them, Father God, and be with them and guide them and lead them, that our prisons, we become a place of worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our streets will become safe havens. Those that have weapons, have them lay down their weapons. Stop taking the lives of individuals, Father God, innocent victims that are on their way to work. Protect them. Put a hedge of protection all around them as they go to schools, universities, and colleges, daycare centers. Be with them, Father God. We pray, Father God, for Dr. Gay. We pray for those, Father God, that want to speak the truth, that want to stand up for the truth, but the enemy is rising up against them. Father God, be with them. Let them know that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. In the midst of all the tragedy, in the midst of all the disorder, be with each and every individual, that they will continue to speak the word of God. They will continue to cry out to you and depend upon nobody but you. Put a hedge of protection around our homes, our vehicles as we travel, near and far, airplanes, trains, and our personal private vehicles, jets, cars. Protect us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You said that we're to pray without ceasing. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. God, you said, the Lord is my light. Whom shall I fear? God, you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we thank you for the healing right now. Someone's kidney, taking them off for dialysis.
someone's lungs, Father God. Take them off that breathing machine. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. For that healing, glory be to God. Someone's been bleeding all night long. We thank you, Father God, for healing, stopping the bleeding. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus, for reconstructing that heart, that mind, and that spirit, and that soul. We thank you for our young people, Father God, falling on bended knees, crying out to you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Surrendering to you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory right now. I decree and declare a spirit of love, a spirit of peace. I decree and declare deliverance from substance abuse. Touch the pusher that's selling the drugs. Those that's bringing the drugs over by the airplanes and the trains and the jets. Stop them in their tracks in the name of Jesus, that they will not destroy our communities any longer. And give our young people a mind to trust you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace and love in our homes. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and the days will be long upon the earth. And we thank you for those that are honoring their parents and their grandparents and foster parents and adopted parents. We thank you for those that are honoring their aunts and uncles, Father God, that want to see them live and do the right thing. We send up special prayers for Patricia Hill, Gloria Henson, glory, hallelujah. We send up special prayers, glory be to God, Sister Nettie Savage. God is able to touch that mind. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. We depend upon you. Nobody but you. Touch every doctor, every nurse, every anesthesiologist. Touch the medication that will outweigh the side effects. We give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. God is good. God is on the throne. This is your chief apostle, presiding bishop, chief apostle with power hour of prayer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. Expect the unexpected. Expect God to move in your life like never before on this day. Glory be to God. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send your prayer requests. Send your praise reports. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. God bless you, Archbishop Alamasi. God bless you, King Alamasi. God bless you. God bless you real good.